You are listening to BensTorah.com.
As a Hakdama, as a prelude to Psukim in Zimra, how we know that, yes, we talked about the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, yes, we talked about the Olam HaYadam Yirei Shemayim, but of course the bulk of the section preparing us, being Mechen Us Karoi, for the recitation of all the kapitlach that comprise Psukim in Zimra, is the section that we loosely label the section of Karbonos. Why are we saying Karbonos? So we have a well-known Gemara. Taisus discusses this in two places. Kedusha Naflama Amud Aleph writes the Bali of Taisus. He's discussing a person dividing up his years. Gemara says, Kedusha here, Naflama Amud Aleph, and again, Avodah Zarah Yates and Beis. The Olam Yeshalish Adam Shnosav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Tamad. A person should always divide up his years. A third in Mikra and learning Chumash, a third in learning Mishnah, and a third in learning Gemara. What exactly does it mean? So, Taisa cites Rashi, Pirish, Bekunchus. We're talking about dividing the days of the week. 2 days for Mikra, 2 days for Mishnah, 2 days for Gemara, Valuna, Hira. Taisa doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. How does Taisa learn nearly the Farish B'chol Yom Yom Atzim? We're now looking at it from the context of a week. Rather, we take each individual day. And the Bali of Taisa says, so therefore, what does it mean? The Gemara's mandate. The Olam, Yeshalish Adam Shnosav. All right, the Bali of Taisa. Therefore, Tikin b'seder of Avram Gon, and it's in the seder of Avram Gon. Kamoshan anogim b'chol yom kodem psukin izimra lomar mikra umishno gemara. And the end of the day, why do we recite various passages before starting psukin izimra? Because this way we have our psukin, we have mikra, plenty of psukin and chumash already starting with Berkas Koni Berach Hashem Yishmeracha. After Psukim and Chumash, and then we have a Mishnah from Peah, and we have a Yerushalmi, and we have Gemara, we have the Braisa Rabbi Yishmael, and we have a lot of different things that, in their context, see that fulfillment of making sure every single day we have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And Rabbi Dotan Perish and Asum Chahad Amrinim Sanhedrin. Why is the place, the nation called Bavel? Because it's Belula, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, B'Gemara. And the Gemara Bavel Bola Mikolam. Why is it called Shas Bavli? It was written in Bavel. And why was it called Bavel? And Bavel was Belula Mikol. It was a mixture of everything. So too, Shas Bavli is. It's a little bit of everything. You have some Mikra, you have some Mishnah, and you have some Gemara. Someone sent me an email a couple of weeks back where someone finally sat down and a Cheshbon, how many Psukim and Tanakh ever make their way into Gemara? And it's only about 20-25% of all the Psukim and Tanakh that make their way into Gemara, which L'chor is a smach that of Hirsch already touches on this briefly in 19 letters. It's something the brother of the Shlon, Yesh Nochlin, already wrote about. And that is that when Taisus tells us here in Kedusha Naflam, and again in Avodah Zarah Yates, that it's called Shas Bavli because it's kolel everything. And therefore you could constantly fulfill your requirement of learning Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara by learning Shas Bavli. And that's only your Chazara of Tanakh. But Avadi, you have to finish Tanakh once. And Harai, if you're just learning Shas Bavli, you're only going to get 20-25% of Tanakh. You're never going to get everything. Savada, you have to learn through all of Tanakh. Taisus Rabbeinu Tam only means that to fulfill your constant requirement to chazer, to review Tanakh, and that you'll have a Yadei Shas Bavli. We mentioned in the past the story how Gevir once came to revert him in the Rosh Hashiva Yisrael. He says, I want to give you a large donation, Rosh Hashiva, but al Tanai, I don't want the guys learning Gemara all day. I want them to learn Tanakh. He says, what do you mean? He says, the guys are learning Tanakh. He says, yeshiva guys don't know Tanakh. The girls in seminary, they know Tanakh, but the yeshiva guys don't know Tanakh. He says, what are you talking about? Let me bring you over my average bacher. So he brings over a Breidowitz, who was one of the three Luyim in the yeshiva at the time, the three B's, my Rebbe Ritzi Berkowitz, Shlita, or Moshe Brown, and Yitzhak Breidowitz, the three B's were known three Luyim. And he says to this guy, he says, ask him any posuk in Tanakh. Say, yes, a posuk. No. He says, what do you mean? A Durham Daf Lamed Beis? He says, what about that posuk? Yevamos daf ayin gimel. How was everything was another daf in Gemara. But he didn't know to ask from Stam or the other psukim that don't appear in the page of Tanakh. But the point Rav Ruderman was making, he does know Tanakh. He knows Tanakh from his Chazara of Shas Bavli. So all we have in Taisus HaKedushin is Rabbeinu Tam telling us we can learn Shas Bavli, but Taisus already told us our King Tikim Siddur Ramagon, Kamoshan and Ogim Choyom Konim Sukkot Isimra, and this way we have our Mikra Mishnah Gemara, which again comes back to what we spoke about the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of our Chayim, that if someone can learn, better to learn than to recite Karbonos. Karbonos, you see, is a quasi fulfillment of the Limud of Mikra Mishnah Gemara, but if you can actually learn the Mikra by itself, the Mishnah by itself, and the Gemara by itself, Avada, someone who is a Ben Tairu, who is a Ben Yeshiva, it's best to go in and mamish be learning these in Yana. But if you can't, or you don't know what's going to be with that day, Avada, that's fantastic to say. The Parshios of Kabanos, and number one, you got for sure the Mikra Mishnah Gemara, but Avada, there's so much more to what it's doing here. And that's what we'll get to tonight. I will see out to the Shemaya. But first we turn to Taisus and Avodah Zorah Yetesem at Beis. And here Taisus says a little bit more than what he said in Kedushin. In Kedushin, he quoted of Avram Gon that in order to fulfill the requirement to learn daily Mikra Mishnah Gemara, and that's why we have Parshios HaKabonis and everything else that comprises the section we loosely define as Kabonis. Over here, it's Taisus. The kach nira liyomi means b'chol yom. Again, when he argues with Rashi, or kach tiknu psuke hatomid or mishnas ezehu mekomon obraisa de Rabbi Yishmael. So here you see the Bali of Taisus are getting more specific, not simply saying we recite karbonos, but what's the ikar and karbonos? We have the psukim of the karbon tomid, and we have the whole mishnah of ezehu mekomon with his no machlekes, and we have the braisa of Rabbi Yishmael from the Torah's konim from the So we see already in the Rishonim and Rav Amram Gaon, the Tekufas HaGaonim, I was already mesukin to recite these selected pieces taken from Mikra Mishnah Gemara, which we call our section of Karbonos. And clearly, it's got to be more than just the Kiyum of Mikra Mishnah Gemara. Yes, we have this Derech Agav, but why is the focus of the Mikra, the Mishnah, and the Gemara, the Bryce, it all really revolves around the Parsha, the Sugya of Karbonos, and that needs a beer. Let's start with an Etziv. And then Etziv is writing in his commentary on Shir Shirim. It appears on the back of the Hemek Dover. He wrote a Perush in Shir Shirim. And then Etziv writes in Parakal L'Posuk Ches. And let's go back to Bereishis. And Bereishis Parakal L'Posuk Dalet. And we read about the Korban. Now we know from Chazal Adam Rishus Makar Kabonis about the first Korban that we read about in the pages of Chumash, the Korban of Kayin, who clearly was huge, huge individual, who introduced to the world the very concept of bringing a Korban, and Hevel. The first person whose Korban was listened to was that of Hevel. And writes in Etziv, let's read the Pasuk. After Kayin bought a Korban, what took place? Kayin was an Oved Adamah. He bought a Korban, but Hashem didn't listen to it. And the following Pasuk, Pradalat Pasuk Dalit, the Hevel Hevi Gamhu, as he wasn't the individual who introduced it to the world, but he followed suit. But he bought from the good stuff, and then the Pasuk concludes, Avayisha Hashem El Hevel V'El Minchaso. Hashem paid attention, listened to the tefillah of what? Of Hevel and his mincha. Ask in the tziv. It should be what? Kayin bought a mincha l'Hashem and Hashem didn't listen. Hevel now brings gamhu, and it should be vayish Hashem el mincha. So the conscious should be, and Hashem listened to his korban mincha. It doesn't say that. It says vayish Hashem el Hevel v'el mincha so, and it doesn't say el Hevel v'mincha so. There are two distinct things going on here, points out the tziv. There's Hashem listened to Hevel. Have El Menchaso, a new distinct Indian mashma, that what? That Hevel didn't just bring a Korban. He davened together with bringing a Korban. He did two things. He did something by sacrificing something that was so dear to him, his parnaso, his sheep, the wool, and he also davened. Same with the Netziv says, it's a misconception. We know right now that after the Korban Abayas, so we have a Gemara Tainas, that base of an Aleph, Ezo hi avoda shebole, Ezo hi tefillah. And we know that B'mokum the Karbonos, we recite the Parshas of Karbonos, and it's Nechshav, the fun of Yisporach, Kilu we were makar of the Korban. That's a Sugya Menachas, Kofiyonam and Aleph. Anyone who says the Parshas of Tamid, it's Nechshav, Kilu the Kraft and Tamid Lefanai. It's as if you bought a Korban Tamid. So we think what? That all they did was they were makar of Karbonos. kabbonis. Now we don't have kabbonis, and now we daven. That Siv says it's a misconception. And he brings from Kamadukti and Chazal, Avadu they daven. And there was an element of the davening. When you came to the Mishkan, when you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you bought a karbon, and you davened when you bought a karbon. Hamela, you were also davening at the same time. Now that we don't have the Hakrovas kabbonis, all we can do is daven. But instead of stam davening for Parnosa, we daven by also starting with what? With the parasha, the karbon itself. I'm meaning, what? Before I get to Pesukim de Zimra, and before I get to Shmoneh Esrei, I start asking Hashem for A, B, C, and D. For all my Parnosa and all my Rafu and everything else that I need. First, you got to do what? You got to bring the karbon, because the davening only worked after you bought a karbon. Explains in it, said the karbon was to do what? To be mesalik the mechitza between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You destroyed any barriers that there separated between you and Hashem Yisbarach, and now that you remove the barriers, now the tefillos are going to be heard. Same way, Amaral says, we know Rashi brings, and then Aparshas Vayera, and when Sarah finally had her womb opened up and she produces a Yitzhak Avinu, so what happens? She produces a Yitzhak Avinu on the pages of Parsha Vayera. When she gets answered, everybody else's tefillos were also answered. Every barren and fertile woman also conceived on that same day. Anyone who had any tzorach, any refuah, everyone got healed. So we mentioned in the past, Rapam says a beautiful drush, a beautiful vart, that Hashem wanted to make Sarah happy. He knew that Sarah's not going to be happy if everybody else isn't happy along with her. If she has her womb opened up, but all the other barren women remain in such an infertile state, that's not going to bring simcha to Sarah. And that was such a Rapam dekavart, and he said it at a shuvu breakfast. How can we be happy here in the five towns? What about everybody else? So Rapam said, in a fancy house in San Bar, Rapam said, how could you enjoy this breakfast? And how can you enjoy the beautiful homes in the five towns? What about all the poor, the destitute Russians? How can we be happy if not every other Yid is happy with us? Why aren't we caring enough about everybody else? That was the Musa Haskel that Rapam said. That's a beautiful Musa Vart, different than the Maral. The Maral says that everybody got answered because Hashem wants nothing but to bestow endless Shefa Rav, endless Bracha Ad Beli Dai to Klai Yisrael. But what holds it back? We do have Averus, and it creates a Mechitza, and it creates a barrier, and it's Kilo, there's a dam set up, a metaphysical dam that blocks that water that's ready to burst forth from Shemayim. All the Gashmi is contained in the Geshem, the Gishmi Bracha, waiting to come down. But our Averus erected this imaginary, this invisible wall that blocks all the Shefa. Similar, Rav Yitzchak Eisenchava writes, the idea and the end of Bereishis of Ayisatze Valiba. What does it mean, God said? God is not happy or God is not sad. Happy for God means He wants to be Mashpia. When you're happy, when you come back from vacation, what do you want to do? You want to show everybody your pictures. You want to show everyone your camera. You want to show everyone your journal. You want to show everyone, you got to hear about my vacation. You want nothing more. You got to share the experience. Akut Justice Faker says, if I give you a trip, a ticket around the world, I'll deny that you can't share the experience. You can't talk about it. How many people are going to go? It's not the same thing. When you come back, you got to talk about it. You got to show people pictures. That's the whole idea. You got to share the experience. So when I Hashem is besimcha, He wants to give more, be mashpia. What happens when we do averus? Vayisatze valibo, vayisatze atzmas is holding oneself back. Rav Yitzchak Eisenchava points out two ways of measuring a tefach in the basement. She had a tefach sochek, a laughing tefach, and a tevach otsev, a sad one. A tevach is the average male's fist. Two ways to measure an average male's fist. This is a fist when I open up the fingers, and this is a fist when I have a clenched fist, and that's going to be a nice difference between a tevach sochek and a tevach otsev. Explains to Yitzchak Eisenchava, why is this a laughing one? Because when you're happy and you laugh, you let go and you open up. You come back on vacation, you want to open up, you want to share your experiences, you want to go out, you're gregarious, you're sociable, and you want to go ahead and speak about the amazing place you just saw. And when you're sad, what do? You want to go into a cocoon, you want to hide under your blanket, put on your favorite music, and you don't want to talk to anybody in the world. You just hide yourself. You go into a little cocoon, and that is a tevach otsev. You shut yourself down. That's sadness. You close yourself in. Sochek Simcha is you open yourself up. And therefore, right to Yitzhak Isaac, Hashem wants to be Mashbiya. He wants to open up Shemayim and let the Gishmi Bracha go. And let the Bracha go on Belidai. And when we do Averus, we create a Machitza barrier. Hashem doesn't get sad in the sense of our understanding of sadness. On a far more profound level, it means that God has to experience Atzvis Kaviyochol, constriction, symptom. He has to hold himself back. He has to restrain all that gishme bracha and all the bracha ad belidai that he so desires, that he so longs, kaviyocha, to send to this world. So back to the Netziv. We have barriers because of our averus. The karbonos are there to attach us to Hashem Yisbarach. Karbon noshen had to be meskarev, tveikis with Hashem. Once we're mesalek the mechitza by doing tshuva, kapara, vidoy with the karbon, then we daven for whatever we wanted. But it wasn't just like we bought a karbon on the mesbeach. Okay, now Hashem threw down the parnasa. You gotta ask for it. We now gave the mateach, we removed the barrier. There's no machitz anymore, but now you have to ask the tefillah. So why do we ask for parnasa? We ask for children, we ask for health, and we ask for healthy children, and we ask for parnasa, berevach, bracha, baruch aleinu, refinu. We asked for everything. And nowadays, that all we have is tefillah. So what do we need? First, we need to start with the tefillah of the kabbonis to figuratively be mak of those kabbonis. That's the whole section of kabbonis, be mesalik. The machitza is separating between us and Hashem. Once we separate it, now we go into Pesukim Zimra. Now we're ready to start davening, and now it's a whole new ballgame. That's the Netziv. But let's flesh it out with a beautiful idea of Rosh Hashanah Pinchas. Rosh Hashanah Pinchas says we know, famous machlokes we've shown him, and what is the tachlis of karbonos? We have a well-known Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, the Guide to the Perplexed in Chelek Aleph, Perek Mem Vav. The Rambam writes that the Iker Tachlis, the primary objective of the Karbonos, was Halafuke Avodah Zarah, to get rid of Avodah Zarah. Rambam says, what do you mean? What about before there was Avodah Zarah? Other more Karbonos, kind of heaven more Karbonos. Clearly there was a concept of Karbonos before. So, how many Achorim understand the Rambam doesn't mean this is the only reason? Avada, he agrees, the name of a Karbon is what? Lehiskari Velashem. It's primarily to get close to Hashem, but it's also the Prote Protim of all the Karbonos, Halafuke Avodah Zarah. Goyim have this, you have that. We've even mentioned in the past Rav Fardavush and the Sefer HaMusar VaMishpat B'Yisrael in Perek Beis. Fardavush writes that you see a smach to the Rambam even in a carbon shogeg. What's a carbon shogeg? You bring a carbon lahavchim and shogeg lemezit. That means what? That means you did an avera b'mezit. You have to do what? You have to get a punishment. You did an avera b'shogeg. You bring a karmachatas. Why is that lafuki the goyim? That's also lafuki of what is our very geshmak, because go back to Greek mythology. Go, for example, to Sophocles' Oedipus Rex. What happens? He marries his mother, not knowing it's his mother. He kills his father at the crossroads, not knowing it's his father, and he goes into exile, pokes out his eyes, because in Greek mythology, as a recurring theme of the oracle already sees what's going on, and you get punished whether you did a mice of a shogeg or a mason. A fate is what you did, and that's all that matters, and there's no distinction drawn between something done with intent and something that's performed inadvertently. Comes along Rafardabo, she says that's another smach to the Rambam. You bring a carbon shogeg, lahavchen bein shogeg a mason, to say what? In Hashem's eyes, there's a difference. I don't treat a shogeg like a mason, like the goyim. Even that is lafuki and avodah zoradik a concept. Every carbon that we have is addressing yet another theme, how we're coming lafuke the avodah zarah, the krumkeit, the wrong, erroneous hashkafas of the goyim. So even the Rambam, the Rambam could agree to the Ramban. Famous Ramban writes in his commentary al Torah, Perush al Torah in Vayikra, Perak Aleph Posik Tes, where the Ramban writes al pi remez and al pi sod. Ramban's main mahalach, al pi derech remez, is karbonos is loshen lehiskari v'al Hashem. We want to be mezdabek and be meskarev to Hashem. And how do you do that? Everything that's supposed to be done to you, you do to the animal. All right, the Ramban. Notice how in that maisa hakorbos karbonos, there's maisa and there's machshava and there's dibur. And that's why you did a maisa. You took the animal, you shechted the animal, and skilu, you shechted yourself in the process. The animal is your mamali mako. You did smicha and hakamonis. It's imagine yourself that you're doing it to you, and you're doing pulos maasios kenegad the chelik maisa, because we sin the maisa and we sin in dibur. What do? Right, so we have a namiras vidoi b'shas akrovas hakamonis. That's kenegad the ruach. It's kenegad the koch adibur. And then we have machshava. We offer what? the lev and the klayus of the animal atop the mizbeach, to give over even the lev and the klayus and the kaved of the bechinas hamachshava of the creature. Because what are we doing with a makar kavanas? We are giving over every chilek of the mensch. We have a nefesh ruach neshama. Nefesh keneged the chilek amaisa. Ruach keneged the chilek haruach koach hadibur. Ruach chayim ruach memalalo, speaking spirit. And we have the machshova keneged the moach keneged the brain. We have ruach, nefesh and neshama. Neshama is bechinas hamachshava. Ruach is keneged adibur, and nefesh, nefoshes haosos. Nefesh is keneged bechinas hasiyah. All right, the nefesh chayim. Shar Beis, when he talks about inyoni tefila and the end of Perek Tes and Agoi, brings the Zohar Kaddish. The avonis hatefila we have to understand, which is keneged karbonos, takes us to a maila like the Malach HaYoyon. We mamish can leave this world and we can go up to Shemayim and attach ourselves to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And what are we doing? He brings a Zohar, who says, "Pasuk in Vayikra Aleph Tes, Isha Reach Nichoach LaShem." A carbon is defined as what? Four things. Isha Reach Nichoach LaShem. Writes the Zohar. We have three madrigas. Isha Reach Nichoach Kisidron. It's connected to what? It's connected the Kaved. Isha is Bekaved. Kaved is the liver. Liver is associated, the Gemara says, in Brachos with anger. That's a fire. That's Isha. That's the fire. And that's the digestive, that's the juices in the liver that are burning up with the claws, burning up the food. Reach, oh, that's the lave, the heart. Nichoach, pleasant smelling fragrance, that's when it makes its way to my moach. He says, Bir and Yonam ain't come up from the harach. He doesn't explain the depth of the connections, but the idea is Isha is in the kaved, Reach is in the lave, Nichoach is in the moach. Yodim is Yashu Nagimu Bechines. We're giving over all our chelek of who we are. Neva Shuach Neshama, Sheikr Mishkonim Hubisoch. The main dwelling place of the Ishas and the Kaved, the Reach and the Lev and the Echoach and the Moach, we're giving over Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, and this is giving over of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Nefesh HaChayim Alpi, the Zohar. When you're bringing a Makar of a Korban, what are you doing? The Korban, like the Ramban, is instead of you. What you're doing to the animal is, I'm going to dress the Maisa Korban with my Maisa, my Dibor, and my Machshava. All three components will play a role. It's Kilo, I'm giving over all of me, all of my Neshama, my Nefesh, Ruach, Hashem in the process, I'm giving that all over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what? That's the total hisbatlus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Korban is to be miskariv to Hashem. How do you get close to Hashem? We have a constant mechitza, light and itziv, separating us through our averus. So what do you have to do? Express the bittul to Hashem Yisbarach. Say, I want to give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I have to start with the parasha of Karbanos. Explains Rav Pinkus. He adds, he doesn't quote the Netziv, but Rav Pinkus writes in his beautiful sefer Nefesh Shimshon on Sidrat Tefillah, Karbanos are not just preparing us for Pesukei Nezimra. Karbanos serve as that crucial bridge, the Gesher HaMakasher, from the Birchas HaShachar with Pesukei Nezimra. How did we start out with Birchas HaShachar? We got up in the morning, and we got in touch with our mitzvahs. The first thing we do when you get up in the morning is what? Get to know who you are. Thank Hashem you're alive. Modani levanecha. And then you jump into the Birchas HaShachar. What's my Birchas HaShachar? I have the ability to see. Pokeach Ivrim. Mama Sharum. I could get dressed. Rukar Atzalamayim. I could step on the ground. Meichem Atzadegur. I could walk. Matar Asurim. I could move. I'm meaning what? I'm slowly getting to know my Metzias. Hashem made me. I'm here in this world. I'm alive and I'm well. And I have what? I have clothing. And I have food. And I have the ability to walk, and I have the ability to see, and I'm out there, I can stand up. And you go through every chelik of the hodav, the mensch. Now, when you start out your day functioning as a human being in the Olam HaMetzias, the Olam HaMaisa, first thing you do is thank you, Hashem. I'm alive, I'm well, I can see, I can hear, I can eat, I can function. Now I'm here in the world of Metzias. What do you have to do right afterwards? Once you've finished establishing your clear cut Metzias in this world of the Maisa, of the Metzias, now that you're proudly, oh, I'm functioning in this world, the next thing you have to do before you're ready to start davening is, now give over that Metzias to Hashem Yisbarach. Now you need karbonos. You need karbonos, not just like the Netziv, to prepare us for what? To have our tefillos answered. The Netziv is focusing on what you want your tefillos answered. Every time we brought a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash, we also davened. Before we started to daven, you had to be makir for karbon. So you bought your ola, you bought your chatas, you bought whatever karbon you needed, you misalik the mechitza, you took away the barrier between you and Hashem. Now that you have the karbon, what happens when you bought a karbon? Ishal Hashem, you had a fire down here connecting with a fire above. You saw it, you're standing by the Mizbeach, and you witnessed that overt chibur between Shemayim and Eretz, between Oyun and Tatonim, between Hashem and you. There's a fire Hashem sends down from above. You light your fire down, and you see it. You're standing by the chibur. Now that you're attached, once Kilu, that fire, that laser beam, if you will, connects you, and you see it, and you're standing right by it, now you broke down all the barriers. Ask Hashem for whatever you want. That's the Maral. The Maral says, you know why everybody got answered when Sarah's womb was opened up? Her koach tefillah was such that she broke down the barriers for everybody else. Her tefillos were so powerful after all those years waiting until she was 90 years old that she didn't just release, break open the dam. What did she do? Hashem is mis'avah the tefillos of Shal Tzedekim. Notice, where do we see the concept of Hashem desiring tefillos? Hashem could have brought it out by Avram's tefillah, by Yitzchak's tefillah, Yitzchak is the Amanat tefillah, by Yaakov's tefillah. Notice, where do we see how Hashem desires tefillah? It's Gemara Yevamos, Samach Dal and Aman Aleph. And the Gemara says, Mnei ma nis'akru imo sein shal yisro, mnei shal kirishu mis'ave, l'tefillah sein shal yisro. We have a Chazal in Yevamos 64a. Hashem loves, he has a taiva kaviyachal. Hashem desires tefillahs of Klai Yisro. And what reka, what backdrop does the Gemara provide to show us this idea? Why? So that's good for the Maharal. Hashem made it a Sarah Nakara. Why? Satcho Davin all those years, and that Koach HaTfilah will just break down the barrier. Sarah's Tfilah broke down the barrier. It released not a Shefa just down to her, it removed the barrier of Amela. The Shefa came flowing down to everybody else. That's why it's not just that every barren woman, Chazal's terminology in the Medrash Rabbah is, every cholo was Nesrape. Everyone who had any need, when Sarah got her womb opened up, everybody was answered. Now Sarah couldn't do it right away, but after 90 years of davening, a woman who was kulin shav on the taiva, that broke down the barriers, everybody now was answered. Why? Because the mechitza was gone. So Netziv said, you know what, a kabbonis is coming beforehand, because before you start davening and asking for all the things you're going to ask on Pesukim Zimra, now Hemshech of the Achana, then of course Shema Shmoneh Esrei. First, you have to do what? Be Mesalik the Mechitza. Karbonos were Mesalik the Mechitza, Loshen Iskariv, and attach it to the Ribono Shalolo. Now that you're attached, ask him for whatever you want. Purim, right? Anyone who's called a Poshet Yah Nosolo. Ah, Purim is? There are no Mechitzas, Purim. That's all. What do we do on Purim? You drink, and there are no barriers, no Mechitzas. Arahaman Baruch Mordechai. There is no Havdola, there's no barrier, there's no Mechitza, there's no separation. That's the time of Huna writes. You can go to Cheder HaPnimis, like Esther went into Achashverosh. Nobody can go there. What are you crazy? You're putting your life on the line. Purim. You can even go to the Cheder HaPnimis of the king. You could go HaMelech into the Melech Malchim Melechim. There are no barriers of Purim. That's why Chayv Nishlev Sume. On Purim, you can get drunk when a person's in an intoxicated state. There are no barriers. Put on any outfit you want. Look as silly as you want. Go wherever you want. There are no barriers. There are no mechitzas on Purim. Purim is Me'ein Lasalavo. That's part of the holiness of what a Purim is all about. So that's what the Netziv focused on. Break down the barrier, now you're ready to ask. Reb Pinkus adds another nakuda. It's not just serving as the hachona for the request for all the bakashas I'm going to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Netziv. Hashem listens to the tefillos of Hevel, the Amachason. Hashem also listened to his karban. He listened to his tefillos. Why? Because he listened to his karban. Because he listened to his karban, it was Masalik the Machitza. That's why he listened to Hevel, to the tefillos that Hevel wanted, to his personal request. That's the Netziv. Adds our Pinkus on to the Netziv. No. The Birchas HaShakar, what do we do? Hochakna Sholokolam at Siyasab Shuta Sholono, the Chushari and Chushari. What do? We said, thank you Hashem, I'm alive, I'm well. I'm stepping on the ground, I can move, I can stand up, I can walk, I can talk, I can see. Kavali Matias, and you know what that leads to? That right away leads to, oh, not bad, huh? We can talk, we can walk, we can get dressed. Oh, we have our own Matias. We can function in this world. Before you start thinking about what? About asking Hashem for anything, first you have to be Mavato that Matias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mavato Ritzayin Chalifnei Ritzono. So Kabbonis is not just removing the Mechitzas, not not just getting us close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu by removing the barriers, by what these respective Karbonos represent. Rav Pinchas says, what is the Korban? Like the Ramban, what I'm doing to the animal is what I want to do to me. It's kilu metaphysical suicide, if you will, where I'm killing myself, I'm being mevato, my etzem etzias, my etzem os, everything I just thanked Hashem for, everything I just praised, I'm not going to let it lead to gaiva that I'm here, I'm going to right away be makrovit on the mizbeach, and that's why it comes in the heels of Akedis Yitzchak. First, I want to give over now my metzias to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what am I going to do? I'm going to recite the Parshas of Kamonos, I'll be the Ramban, I want to be makrov myself, I'm going to give over myself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. After I give over myself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then and only then can I do what? Can I then remove all the machitzas? Because now I'm mamash holding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea, he says, Kosov, Kosov, now I'm in the world Shalonu. I'm in a world of Olam Haza, a world of Olam Amaisa, Hagashmi V'Hanomuch. Well, what's Pesukah Dezimra? Pesukah Dezimra is I'm going up there and I'm downing with the Malachim. I'm singing Kepilach to Tehillim that the Malachim is singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How am I going to get there? How am I going to go from my lowly Olam HaMetzias to the Olam Malachim? I need a bridge. What's the bridge that's going to carry me there? Take that Metzias and be Mavatalit like a Malach who has no Yitzhara. Be Makriv yourself, the Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go back to the Shoresh Hamer Kavonos, which is what? Which is the figurative metaphor. It's kilu, throw yourself in a fire. Be makar of all of your metzias that you so firmly established in the context of the Berachas HaShachar. Be makar of yourself, al yedei eish, go back. He hamuro memas osono lakol hapiskas elian svichat fila lorobim osono. And that's going to take us to a whole new world. That is the Hespashas HaGashmi. And that's the Nefesh HaChaim, what he's marachon in Shar Beis. The hachona tefila is Hespashas HaGashmi. I'm in the world of Gashmi, and now you have to divorce yourself from this world. That's the Nefesh HaChaim explains the well-known Gemara in Maseches Brachos in the fifth parak, where the Gemara tells us, "Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Chasidim Harishonim, Hayir Shachas Lefnei Atfila, Shachas Betfila, Shachas Achatfila." I understand an hour in davening. What's the hour before? What's the hour after? What's going on here? Right, Sanav Shachaim. The hour before is you have to be Masalik yourself from the Olam Hagashmi, and that Mamish is what Pinchas wants. First thing is the Achon is Silik from the Olam Hagashmi, and Bedavka on the heels of Brachos Hashachar, when you so firmly shouted out to Hashem, thank you for making me alive. That's Gevaldik. But now what do you have to do? Take your aliveness. Take your fact that you have all these chushin and now be makrovit and divorce yourself from it. They needed an hour to divorce themselves from this world and now to daven. So why do they need the hour afterwards? Right? So now you daven. What do you need an hour now to come back to planet Earth. You needed an hour to be mechin, to leave this world. Then you had an hour to be up there in those worlds. Once you were masalik and machitzis, you attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're attached, the tefillos are going to be much more heard up there than they are down here. So I left this world, I became like Malach HaYoyim, Sukkot is Imra Kepinlach, like the Malachim sing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm in the world, that's where my tefillos are going to be heard. So why do I need an hour afterwards? I need an hour afterwards to come back down to planet Earth, to come back to this world. After Chaim Kineski and Daros Sicha, you know what they did? How do you prepare for an hour? How do they prepare? So many people sometimes think, and how do they prepare? We prepare by closing our eyes and meditating and doing yoga techniques. And we left this role, Masalik, Avada meditation, Avada Jewish meditation. Avada that plays a role in the Machshava. Chaim Kineski says, the Iker Hachana was Ayyadei Tefila. They davened in order to prepare themselves for davening. What does that mean? How do you understand? It means they daven Hashem, love it. Because the only way you can be Mechen is by davening. Many Chassidim, I mentioned this in the past. I spent Shabbos in New Square. The only time in my life where I daven Hashkama, and Hashkama was what time? 9 o'clock in the morning. Hashkama, here the White Shul, it's so late. 9 o'clock, Rav Nushlos Zatzal had Hashkama minion in New Square. And New Square, so Hashkama was 9 o'clock, the regular minion was 11 o'clock. But Achoshev Kamachochem, then I knew, he used to get up early 6 or 7 in the morning. He used to get up, he would go to Mikvah, and then he would say all the Sefer Tehillim, and he would learn, that was his Achon, learning Avada, that's the Mikra, Mishnah, Gala, and he would say Tehillim, before he would daven, but isn't davening Tehillim? Yes. This is a davening to leave this world. He's not davening asking Hashem for Sha'ilu Bakasha. That's not from 7 in the morning till 11 in the morning. Those 4 hours were his achana of davening and learning to leave this world. Then once he left this world, he got up. Then he's davening. Then he's presenting the Bakashas. What are you doing afterwards? Now you kind of got to come back to this world. After you come back down to this world, that's a different story. That's the pivotal role that Karbanos play. Putting Rishush and Pinkas and Netziv together, after you firmly established your sense of Mitzvahs in the Olam HaMaisa, now you need the section of Karbanos to do what? I'll be the Ramban. You got to leave this world. But notice what the Rambam says, Karbanos Rosh Lefuki Avodah Zarah. What's going on here? Phineas Daiti, we could put the Ramban and Rambam together and now paint a beautiful picture. Because the Rambam holds what? Lefuki Avodah Zarah. The same way Rafardivish told us that it's all aspects of Kabbalah are coming to exclude erroneous and fallacious notions and concepts of the Goyim. We know the Goyim believe holiness is what? Is espousing an ascetic lifestyle. Is leaving this world entirely. That's what the Goyim believe. So this section of Kabbalah comes to do what? Like Rapinkus, it comes very geschmack. That we're firmly saying and not like the Goyim. Because what do we need Kabbalah for? Now that we've firmly established we're here in this world. Thank you, Hashem. I'm in the world. I can eat. I can stand up. I can walk. I can function. My job is not to be in a mountaintop and endorse an ascetic lifestyle. I am going to be what? I can see. I can walk, I can talk, I can be part of this Olam Maisa, part of the Olam Matzias. And now what am I going to do? And now that I'm going to be Makar of Karbonis Lafuki Avodah Zarah, I'm going to be Makar of Karbonis to show that what? Gufa, because I'm a part of this world, only in the context of davening, then I have to leave this world. For davening, I have to leave this world, only now. We don't go all day being Makar of Karbonis, and we're Makar of Karbonis at certain times. This is when we bring a Tamat Shachar, Tzor Shabbat. If you do a sin, you bring a Kamachatas. If you don't do a sin, you don't bring a Kamachatas. You want to give a gift, you bring in a double, you bring Allah. There are times and places we don't live lives being outside this world. We live in this world, but there are times we go to the Beis Hamikdash. That's Karbonos. Karbonos is, there's going to be a time now, only now am I going to do what? Divorce myself from this world. And that's Mamash the Ramam Lafuke Avodah Zarah. I'm in this world only in these selected intervals. While I now leave this world, I'll be the Ramban, be Miskarif to Hashem, destroy Bibavata, the Chelik and the Matzias, the Shechita, the Smicha, the Zrikas Adam, give over the Machshava, the Mice of the Dibor, say Vidoy, give over every Chelik of Bechinas and Aran, Never Shukh and Shema, give over all of you, go up to Shemayim, and once you're up in Shemayim, once you left this world, then ask Hashem for a Fua, for Berech Aleinu, for Sach. Then ask Hashem for everything. That's what I could do, and then I come back to this world. Karbonos thus serves as that crucial, pivotal bridge that's Mavato the Metzias, firmly established Ayidei the Brachas HaShachar, and is making us and prepares us simultaneously for Pesukin Zimra, and for then all the Bakoshas by removing those Mechitzas, being Masalik, all the barriers, and taking me out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mit Hashem, if we can say all the Karbonos, at least to take time before davening, as Rapinkus writes in other places, and Sharmat. Even if you can't say or the Karbonos, close your eyes and just take 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes before you start davening, and just remove yourself. Don't think about machshavas. Don't think about everything else in the world. I mentioned in the past, the story that Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, I God gave me an amazing gift. I can read everybody's mind. He says, yeah, you can read people's minds. He says, sure, I'll come with you to Mincha today and you see I'll read everybody's mind. So Shimon takes Reuven to his shul and he says, okay, Reuven, tell me, that guy davening over there by the wall, what's he thinking about? Oh, he's thinking that tomorrow morning he's got a big surgery. He's got to go out to the hospital before big surgery. He says, wow, that's really impressive, Reuven. That's David. He's a surgeon. That's really cool. He says, what about that guy davening in the back of the show? He says, oh, that guy's thinking about the legal papers and he's got a file, he's got a big suit and he's got to go to court the next day. That's what he's thinking about. So he says, that's impressive. That's Steve the lawyer. Unbelievable. And he says, so tell me, Reuven, what about that guy shuckling in the front of the basement? He's right by the Aron Kodesh. And there's Mama Shagai Yankel and he's shuckling and he's schwitzing in his one S-ray and he's going 10 minutes longer than everybody else. And Reuven looks at him and he gazes at him and he says, oh, he's thinking Mamish Arizal and Ramosha Cardavuro, and he's thinking Torah Devor, he's thinking Tanakh, and he's thinking Rikiv Eger, and he's thinking Chasam Sefer, and he's thinking Ritfas and Rashbas. Unbelievable. He says, Shimon, what it's sad again in the basement. This guy, who is this guy? He's mamish thinking, unbelievable. All he can think about is Torah Mishal Kedusha. Says, what do you mean? That's Yankel. He owns a local farm store. And that's his parnassus. His parnassus. I got to sell Rasetzari Kivegar, Nashvas. And everyone's thinking about their parnassus. Even Yaakov the Sforma, he's also thinking his parnassus. Everyone's, Zelter Shush and Pinkus, take 1 minute before Shemin Esrei, just like Karbonis gets us ready in a larger context for the entire tour of davening. Before you ask for bakashas, leave this world, leave the concerns of the Gashmi behind, and now go up to Shemayim, and then ask Hashem for the bakashas. You got to be masalik, those machitzas. Leave the world behind. We should be zoicha to be matzliach, to tap into the power of kabbalas, whether or not we say them all, at least to tap into the power, at least parshas hatamid. Start the day that way. You leave this world, all the tefillos of Mentor Hashem will be answered.
Listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.